So welcome to this podcast today about the work of older adults. We're joined by colleagues at MPFT who are leading on the older adults work at the Trust. So please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Matt Evans. I'm the Operational Manager for Older Adult Services for MPFT in South Staffordshire.
And hi, I'm Dr. Angela Smith. I'm a consultant clinical psychologist and I lead the psychology element of Older Adult Mental Health Services.
Welcome, Matthew and Angela. Thank you for being here. So could you talk us through some of the key work that's happened already at MPFT for older adults in the transformation programme?
Regarding the transformation particularly for older adults, there's been new models of vision discussed, including the voluntary care sector, that takes a more flexible, personalised support for these types of service users. And this is influenced to impact on people's health and wellbeing. The types of services that have been operationalised are financial wellbeing support, and this is including the support with debt management, budget advice, income and benefit support, and then also housing, which is including the local authorities and councils. And these are to sustain tenancies, encouraging independence, and provide practical advice and support in relation to housing issues. The other areas are future focus, and that's supporting service users with enduring mental health needs. It's to offer person-centred care, having named support workers who set and achieve goals jointly, and recovery-focused support. And then lastly, the lifestyle service, which is delivered by Everyone's Health, and that support with weight management, healthy eating, increase in activity, and educational health promotion. The aims and objectives of this support really is a big cultural shift in traditional approaches to community mental health, whereby historically it wouldn't have been so integrated as it is now. So it's much more an integrated offer where they've got access to the same systems, and we can see each other's notes, each other's diaries. So it's a much more integrated model. The main focus is to work together and offer a coordinated approach to care.
Brilliant. Thank you. I'm going to pass now over to Angela.
Yeah, and I'm unapologetically going to talk from a psychological perspective, given that's my kind of core clinical expertise. And I suppose the biggest shift that we've seen nationally with regards to mental health transformation is kind of looking at improving people's access to psychologically informed care. And whereas in the past that's been kind of getting patients into a therapy room with a therapist and having therapy, we're kind of the biggest part of the transformation now seems to be moving services into a more kind of psychologically informed, so that all healthcare professionals working in mental health services have confidence in applying psychological approaches whilst working with the patients. So it's this transformation has taken us that bit further. It's no longer medics doing medicine, psychology doing psychology. It feels to me, from wording of national guidance and that kind of thing, that we're seeing mental health professionals across the board considering psychological perspectives in their care of clients. And that's the same for older people as it is in all of our other groups. And the guidance is really clear in making sure that we're making things age inclusive, which is wonderful. So within psychology, what we've been doing is looking at an approach called structured clinical management. This is something that's been adopted in many areas of the nation, and it's not a psychological approach per se, it's an overarching way that we look at how we deliver services to people that have what we call complex emotional needs. So those people that in the past may have fit the criteria for what's known as a personality disorder, and thinking about how we apply that or think about that within our older people work, where traditionally those kind of diagnoses and labels haven't been used. So the biggest piece of our work has been spearheaded by one of our clinicians, Amanda Prime, who's been working in one of the Trust's teams. She's been working alongside the intensive life skills, who are one of the gold standards for structured clinical management within the Trust, and she's been learning lessons about how they deliver their services and how we apply that then when thinking about older people and how their needs might be slightly different and how we can shape services and bringing those lessons back into our older people services, so that structured clinical management is now part of the dialogue within our clinical teams and how we might be shifting some of the way that we work with people that might have these complex emotional needs. And that's been tough going, that work. It's a shift on both our older adult clinicians' way of thinking and also to try and help the ILS team to see how their services may need to adapt to accommodate the adaptations that are needed for working with older people. But we've made some big changes there, and we're finally into a pilot period of getting older people into the ILS pathway and seeing how we can work with them to keep that going. So that's something that's happened. And then another thing that we're doing is for people that don't fit that complex emotional needs or the other clients that we see, is thinking about how we can try and ensure that psychologically informed care is delivered to them. So with Perry Neild, another one of our clinicians, who's been delivering a lot of training to nurses and healthcare support workers. In fact, it's been offered to all of the clinicians within the pathway for how to think about psychologically informed ways of working with people. And we've had a lot of the clinicians that have accessed those training that's starting to use those kind of approaches, psychological skills training with their clients, that, you know, just think helping to build in 3-minute bits of exercises like breathing techniques, grounding techniques into their sessions that they would normally be having with their clients. And then we're also, the final thing that I'll talk about is we're embracing another national shift, which is about particularly psychological workers. So we've got, we've just employed a new CAP trainee, which is a clinical associate in psychology in training, who's going to be specifically for older people. But it's about, again, increasing their access to psychological therapies within our service.
Thank you both so much for the updates there. There's some really fantastic work happening at MPFT for this pathway. We've got about a year and a half left now for the programme in terms of the implementation. Can you talk more about what's coming up in the future as well for older adults?
With the pilot kind of getting going in terms of structured clinical management with some people that would traditionally have been seen within older adult pathways, but now being seen in the intensive life skills pathway, that's the biggest thing that's going to, we've got to see how that works out and see whether their needs are met within that pathway, and with if not, how we're going to shift that. We're going to shift that within that pathway and help the pathway to meet their needs. Or is it going to be something that comes back into older people's services, and think about how we can embrace the way that ILS work, but within our older people pathway, just to make sure, as the transformation aims to, that it's needs led rather than diagnoses led. The thing that I'm most excited about is seeing how that goes and how we can then move that forward from this one little pocket of pilot that we've got at the moment, to see whether we spread it out further and wider. And obviously, within the time period that we're talking about, our clinical associate in psychology in training will hopefully, fingers crossed, qualify in their position, and we can look at how that actually then influences services and whether we're going to be able to think about that model kind of extending further. And also, I'm really excited to see how all of the training that's happening with the nurses and the healthcare support workers and the psychiatrists in psychological ways of thinking actually translates on the ground. And what do we as psychologists then have as our unique selling point if everybody's working from this psychological perspective, what we're going to end up doing in a year's time? There's the bits that I'm excited about seeing where we lead, but we'll only know that when these things are really bedded in. And I think that's a big part of what's going to happen in the next 12 months, is bedding some stuff in and seeing how it goes, shifting from there.
It's more to just see how these services embed, because they're obviously very new to all the staff groups. So I suppose it's ensuring that the communication to the staff is effective, that they know that these services are now within reach, I suppose, and on the ground. So there's some roadshows going on in the new year, in January, February, March, mental health roadshows. So the senior management to engage with the teams locally in all different locations. So it's a chance to meet with the staff and figure out what's working, what's not working, and communicate more about the services that are now available to the teams to start to utilize the resource that's there, I suppose, because traditionally we've not done that. We've kind of tried to do as many things as we can ourselves, where I suppose it's recognizing there is other services that are capable to deliver and support us in from the voluntary care sector to work in a different way. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge moving forward. The other thing we've now got within the team, a participation and co-production coordinator specifically for older adults, who is quite new to the role, and that forms part of the transformation. So it's about engaging with the older adult teams to involve people with lived experience in upcoming and future projects regarding the transformation, and just getting the message out there that we want service users' voices heard in these forums to inform services and how we develop and grow services into the future. And then lastly, I think the next year will be taking stock really of how these services have come online, how they're being utilised within the community settings, and maybe adjustments might have to be made, particularly with older adults. It's quite a niche group. So it's, I suppose, learn as we go, really. Everything's new. It's exciting. And I think we'll learn over the next year how this is going to unfold and develop.
That's great. Thank you so much, Angelo and Matthew, for your time today. Thank you. Here at Combined Healthcare, we've got two colleagues to introduce to you.
Hi, my name's Karen Wareham. I'm the team leader at the Older Person City Community Mental Health team.
And hi, I'm Nicola Mayo, and I'm the team manager over at the County Older Persons Community Mental Health team.
Brilliant, thank you. And could you talk us through some of the work that's actually happened for older adults that combined in the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme so far?
I'm the representative for the older persons team as part of the transformation. And we've actually achieved quite a lot in the last 12 to 18 months. We've started a group called the Stoke Social at Stoke City Football Club in conjunction with Home Instead Care Agency on a Wednesday morning, 10 till 12. And that's to encourage people to come along. They can have coffee, they can enjoy bingo, singing. We did some curling last week. We have some craft activities going on. They can come along and have a free cup of coffee and tea and some biscuits. And it's the opportunity to have that social interaction that some of our older people unfortunately miss out on. And it's actually going to transfer in the new year to their new sports bar, Ricardo's. So that'll be lovely. So please come along and join us on a Wednesday morning. We also went to Dragon's Den and were able to top up some of our transformation money. And we have been given so many Alexas. We've actually got the ones with the screen. So some of our older people, both across city and county, can take part in a project to see if they find using Alexa useful. And she's brilliant for many, many things, from doing anxiety work, mindfulness work, to reminding you to take your medication. So that project is ongoing as part of the transformation work. Both teams have had advanced nurse practitioners out of the transformation money. And also we've had wellbeing practitioners as part of the transformation work in increasing access to psychological therapies.
If I could just come in there, Dragon's Den was an internal event at Combined, wasn't it, where colleagues got to pitch for additional funding for particular projects, which you were successful with. So well done on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was actually like the proper Dragon's Den on the programme. We had to present to a panel and it was a bit scary, but we were lucky. Yeah, we managed to get the funding for 30 of the Alexa devices for us to work with the local non-for-profit company Wavemaker in order to get them out to our people across the city and the county.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nikki. Karen, have you got anything to add from your side?
I suppose carrying on from the advanced nurse practitioners coming onto the teams, they've been instrumental in carrying out the SMI work, which is a national driver, but at a local level, the advanced nurse practitioners are helping to get their physical health checks done for people with an SMI diagnosis. We know that group of people's mortality is about 15, 20 years less than the general population, and that there's a huge element of that is them not engaging with physical health and not being monitored and assisted as they should. So that's been a month-on-month increase in those checks being done. And I guess carrying on from that, there's also the VCSE, which older persons can tap into, which is a company called Everyone Health. So it's a health and lifestyle course, which is an 18-week course. So once they've had their physical health check, if they would like to pursue looking at their diet or exercise or generally improving their lifestyle, they can be referred on to that course. It's around nutrition and exercise, which we can carry on for. And also for other social support, we have a contract with MoneyWise to support people looking that around their benefits or other monies they're entitled to. So anyone in any financial difficulty, we can refer on to that. So we're using a lot of third party as well as part of the transformation.
That's great. Thank you, Karen. So we're about a year and a half through the transformation programme now. What other developments are coming up for the rest of the programme for the older adults pathway?
We want to continue our work with increasing access to psychological therapies And we've been given some funding, Health Education England funding, for some bipolar and psychosis training. We've also been lucky enough to have a couple of members of staff have done 2 days family training. And we've also got some work, some training coming up in the new year, where we're hoping that both teams, both city and county, will have someone trained in structured clinical management, which means that they will be able to work with people with personality disorder, because the Trust's personality disorder team don't generally take people over the age of 65. They're not funded for that. So if we can have somebody in our teams that has those skills and can tap into the groups that the CAST team already have ongoing, then that's obviously a new service and something else that we can offer to our older people.
Excellent. Thank you. Karen, have you got anything your side you want to mention?
The next year is around access to therapies, like you're saying, and we'll also be getting assistant psychologists, and they'll be on 6-month placements. And there's a real focus on those recruits coming from diverse backgrounds, in particular for that, in that role. And like Nikki says, the HEE funding, which is for upskilling the mental health wellbeing practitioners. And then the other funding is from APT, I think is correct, for care co's to look. And there's lots of modules that company offer, DBT, CBT. And another piece of work that our clinical psychologists are working on is working with the adult team so that older persons can join some of their groups. I think historically we've struggled for numbers in older persons, but they're working hard so that they could join those groups and we would help facilitate. And if you look around the world, there's a lot of evidence base of intergenerational working in groups. So that could be quite exciting, of younger and older people sharing that for things like bipolar and things like that.
That's great. Thank you.